brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We are into the second hour. Thanks for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in. And we're on the phone with Lenny McGill, the owner of GlockStore.com, and we've got callers on the line. The topic of discussion today is, of course, gun control, the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and are we going to let elitists like Senator Feinstein, who has her own concealed handgun, tell us that we can't have concealed weapons because we're the little people? Yeah, you're just the American sheeple. You can't be allowed to protect yourself or your children. Only the privileged elite can protect their lives and their families and their children. So let's go to another caller, Baron from Alabama. You are on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I called the last time that you were in hosting.
Yes, I remember. Did I get your name right this time?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Awesome.
I run WTFROY.com. I don't know if you've been there yet, but the reason I called was because you said something that stuck out to me, and I just said this the other day, you know, that basically guns are going to become the new drugs, in that black market mantra. And what I had discussed with someone else was that there's a video game, I think it's called 2033, something like that, but basically they're the new currency became ammo because, at that point there was really no more ammo in the scenario that took place, and there were a lot of homemade bullets running around, but the currency became ammo.
Ammo is infinitely barterable, and those are good points, but since Lenny's our guest right now, do you have a question for Lenny?
Specifically, I wanted to know, how do we kind of counteract this meme, because there's a lot of racism charges being thrown around, and I've personally been in a gun store here, one of the biggest gun dealers in the nation, and it never fails. Every time you go in there, there's people of all races in there, all ages, both sexes, and that narrative has to be counteracted somehow. I wanted to suggest maybe making some kind of video to kind of illustrate the ridiculousness of it.
Let me throw that to Lenny. How do we show gun owners as the responsible, law-abiding, community-minded citizens that they truly are?
Well, that's a great question. No one really wants to be profiled, I guess, as a gun owner today. I mean, most people I know are pretty stealthy about it. They have a gun and they basically will take it home and put it in a safe and just have it, and they don't advertise it. Many people are not running down the street with a rifle rack in the back of the shotgun or back of the pickup truck anymore. How would we present people as normal people? That's a great question, because, like I said, and like I think your caller is saying, is we are seeing that the people who are purchasing firearms, the people who are buying firearms now, are your mainstream American. And they're white, black, brown, red. They're all the colors. I mean, there's no difference there. It's just a matter of, hey, I want to have an opportunity, and I want to have the ability to protect myself against either the government or a bad guy. And I need a firearm to do that, because, hey, bottom line is that's why firearms were invented, to protect yourself against the bad guy crashing your door down, maybe 6'4" or 300 pounds.
Good answer, Lenny, and good question, Baron. Thank you for your call today. And Lenny, is there some coalition of gun rights groups that might be putting together, a video response or PSAs to tell the real story about how gun owners are responsible citizens, members of society, like you said, judges, lawyers, moms and dads, law-abiding citizens?
It's interesting. Now we have, a great medium to, get a message out, which would be a YouTube video, because obviously, YouTube is still open and free.
No, but they're going to shut that down, man. There's been more censorship coming, and Facebook's already dropped the hammer, shutting down accounts of people who talk about gun rights. It happened yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us, please, Lenny. We'll be right back after this break with more calls and more from Lenny McGill at GlockStore.com. We're here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are into the second hour on this Friday, December 28th, 2012. Up. I can hardly wait for that liner to get done so we can get back to calls. The topics today are mind-blowing. We've got a petition up to try Senator Dianne Feinstein for treason. That petition is up at InfoWars.com right now. We've got the Facebook censorship shutdown of all pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment speech that happened yesterday, where they banned our account for quoting Gandhi. Yeah, Gandhi was not the pacifist that you've been told. He actually supported armed defense against tyranny and oppression. And so did Martin Luther King, by the way, who owned his own arsenal of weapons and actually applied for a concealed carry permit. Martin Luther King knew that people were trying to kill him, and he was right, and that's why he needed a gun, as do we all, because it's an uncertain world. We, law-abiding citizens, want to have the right to keep our children, our families, and our communities safe using the laws of physics and highly accelerated pieces of lead, which is the great equalizer among men, women, and even grandmothers everywhere. And with us today to give us additional comments on that is Lenny McGill from GlockStore.com. We're also taking calls. And just to give you a quick preview, coming up later this hour, we've got another guest, Kelly O'Mara, the author of a book, Psyched Out, who is an expert on the side effects of psychiatric drugs and their relationships to school shootings. So don't miss that. And finally, also in the next hour, Alex Jones is here in studio with a major breaking announcement that you won't want to miss. Believe me, he's already told me what it is, and it's big. And you don't want to miss that. But continuing with Lenny McGill now, and thank you for continuing with us, Lenny. This will be the we'll just have you through this segment, which is a long segment, but let's go back to callers. Sean in California, you are on the air. Thank you for joining us, and do you have a question for Lenny?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. This is Sean. I actually worked on the Dumb and Lazy video with you.
Oh, awesome, man. Thank you. Great.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, I'm a big Alex Jones fan, and, you know, you as well. So anyway, I think a lot of the anti-gun advocates, especially on my friends on Facebook, I think it's a lot of misinformation. First, they don't even know what an assault weapon is.
True.
You know, there's this really great, great blog that I think it's Contradictions with a K, and he goes down with a list of these evil items like a shroud, you know, and all that does is, you know, protect from the heat. So when you present this type of information to them, it really exposes them as people that are against your Second Amendment rights, because that's what they want in the end, because they begin the conversation with, we need to start talking about guns, but they don't actually, you know, in the end they want to take away your guns.
Well, and they're just freaked out by scary looking guns, which to them is any gun that has a black polymer stock or, you know, vertical rails anywhere. It's just a scary looking gun. You're right. They don't know much about guns, but do you have a question, Sean, for Lenny?
Yeah, Lenny, my question was, Feinstein is proposing a ban on any handgun that can accept more than 10 rounds, and that's basically all Glocks. So
yes.
What are you doing to fight that, and do you think that this will pass? Thank you.
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, it'd be very impactful in our business because we specialize in Glock handguns. And, of course, the Glock has, you know, always gotten this this popularity, and then, of course, this negative press because it's been used in some of these shootings. So right now, obviously, you know, Glock is working heavily, on this because, you know, they know that their gun is used by 70% of law enforcement nationwide. It's not going to go away. I mean, it's used by the FBI, the Secret Service, the CIA, the DEA, and, of course, a lot of the local law enforcement agencies nationwide. Sheriffs and police departments around the country. So, you know, what can we do as gun owners? Again, I think, you know, we have to show up and we have to make sure that, you know, that our representatives understand that, hey, we don't want any of this legislation. We don't want anybody to be telling us how to live our lives and how to manage, you know, the way we want to protect ourselves. You know, we have to tell these people who work for us, these are politicians who are elected and work for us, they take our money, they get paid with our money, we have to tell them, you know, no. We have to tell them, no, don't do that. And I think that we, are at some point, are all going to have to start to get on the phone and start to write letters and become very vocal, because there's really a smaller group of people, you know, liberal-minded people who are dictating the conversation.
Lenny,
I believe that most people don't want to have that.
Another angle on this, though, from the caller is a good question, but it's going to put you out of business. If Feinstein's gun confiscation system passes, it's going to destroy jobs in California, like your employees and of course, many other gun manufacturers across America. This has got to be a red alert situation for you personally, as well as all your employees.
Absolutely. You know, we're definitely, you know, it's on the radar. You know, I mean, she's not really looking at the big picture. You know, it's a knee-jerk reaction to say that, look, I did something, you know, that's going to help those children in Connecticut. And in reality, that's not true. It's totally not true.
The best way to help those children in school is first take down those silly signs that say gun-free zone, which are advertising them as basically child shooting preserves or something. It's ridiculous. Do these gun grabbers actually think those signs are magical? that's some magical power?
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, okay, I won't take a gun in there and be bad. You know, I won't be a bad guy there. You know, and again, as you know, we really, you know, have to get back to the motivation and the mindset of these shooters and say, well, what made someone do that? Why would they do that? And no normal person would do that, right? We all agree that this is not a normal thing.
Yeah.
And again, we have to realize that every one of them has been prescribed pharmaceuticals pharmaceutical psychopsychotic drugs that change their personalities and increase the aggression and homicidal, suicidal thoughts.
You got it. Good question, Sean. Thank you for your call. Let's go to another caller. Now, again, we don't screen your calls, and the name is coming up here as Mouse Link in New York. Now, is that a nickname, sir, or what's your question? Where's your name come from?
That's my Twitter handle.
Got it.
Yeah, fighting the info war on Twitter. Hey, so I'm not really a big gun guy, and I follow technological issues primarily.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that I've been seeing a lot out there these days is this personal manufacturing movement called 3D printing. Are you guys familiar with this?
Yeah, you bet. That's desktop fabrication, yeah.
Yeah, and so what I'm starting to see is the miscellaneous blog or video out there about people who are basically manufacturing their own gun parts. And so what I did this morning is I sent a tweet to Senator Feinstein, and I basically asked her about her assault weapons ban and how she planned on dealing with 3D printing. And I was wondering, from somebody who's in the gun business, just kind of what your thoughts are on that and how that could change things and how, you know, potentially that could circumvent any kind of legislation like this, couldn't it?
Good question, caller. But before you answer that, Lenny, let me just also state, so far that technology obviously can only render 3D polymer objects, not the metal parts that are needed in guns. But that could, of course, be something that advances in the future. But go ahead, Lenny. It's a legit question.
Yeah, I've actually seen those 3D printers in action, and just for your callers who don't know what it is, it's basically it's a laser device that goes in and off a computer program, and it will cut, like you said, plastic into shapes and models, and it's come a long way, really, in the past 5 years, and it does have the capacity to develop a polymer frame.
Yes.
And then you can put the metal parts on top of, which is what a Glock really is. However, you know, there are some limitations there. I mean, nothing can't be done, but you know, there are still a couple metal pieces.
But the,
that are
the controlled
plastic
serial number part of the Glock is the metal slide, I believe, not the polymer handle.
It's the polymer slide.
It is? Really? That's hold on.
The polymer frame is.
Take a look at mine over here.
The frame is the gun, and everything else is a part.
Wow, that's interesting. So with an AR, obviously the receiver is normally the serial numbered part. That's metal. You can't make that with desktop manufacturing, but with a Glock.
Well, that is actually an aluminum part. The receivers are aluminum, and
yes,
they are, you know, either come in a billet or come into a forging, and then they're just drilled out. And basically, so it's a fairly simple process with a machine, you know, shop that can make these things. So it's not really impossible to make.
But I think the big answer is going to be that they'll just pass more laws to say it's illegal to manufacture a gun using additive manufacturing, which is what these desktop 3D printers really, really are.
Well, yeah, and the problem is, again, they're going to pass more laws and more laws and more laws, and everybody's going to be a criminal at any time.
That's right.
And the government can say, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, we don't agree with your politics, and by the way, you broke that law, you're going to jail.
Yep, that's right.
And that's exactly what this whole thing is about, is if everybody's a criminal, and if we don't like you, you don't agree with us, you don't go along with us, or you're too vocal, or you're too this, we're going to put you in jail.
Oh, no, they'll probably
put everybody in jail.
They'll outlaw the vector 3D printing file. So even if your computer possesses the file that could be used to print out a, let's say, a Glock frame, then all of a sudden you're a felon. All right,
everybody's a felon. Everybody can go to jail based upon the whim of the supreme leader.
Good question, Mouse Link. Really, really good question. Very relevant to what's happening here today. Let's go to another caller, Joseph in Arizona. Joseph, you are on the air on national radio with Lenny McGill. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? I'm Lenny.
Hey, doing good.
Yeah, hi. I want to thank Lenny for putting out a lot of videos in the 90s. I actually learned a lot. He was the gun video guy before Macro guys and James Jager and all of them. But the main reason why I'm calling is I've seen him in at SHOT Show videos on YouTube, so I know he, and as an industry person, I know he regularly attends.
Only a few seconds. Go ahead with your question, please.
Yes. The question is, I want to call this the Ronnie Barrett option. During late 90s and mid-2000s, Ronnie Barrett, when he saw LAPD were using his M82 50 BMG rifles as a prop, as an agitprop for propaganda against the 50 cal when they were banning it, he promptly wrote a letter to Commissioner Bratton, I think that was at the time, saying he will not sell, resupply, or service any more California government agency or any agency that wanted to ban it. So I'm wondering.
Hey, we're just about out of time. 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there'll be any move at the SHOT Show to get a lot of industry personnel to sign on to forbid sale, service, resupply.
All right, Lenny, you'll have to answer that question on the other side. Can you stay with us one more segment, please?
I'll be right.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Welcome back. We are here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. Thank you for joining us. We're continuing our conversation on gun control with Lenny McGill, the founder of GlockStore.com. And we just took a question from a caller. And Lenny, I'd like to turn that question over to you. To summarize it, I think it was a question of would gun shops refuse to service government, but that doesn't make sense because so many law enforcement, you know, police officers are actually very much pro-Constitution people, pro-Bill of Rights people. So what are your thoughts on that, Lenny?
Well, he mentioned the SHOT Show, and that's the big industry trade show, and that's going to be happening in 2 weeks in Las Vegas, and obviously there's going to be some, you know, some kind of action going on there. The real question is, you know, will gun manufacturers who support and, like I said, support and the law enforcement agencies, you know, nationwide with their products, will they say, hey, you know, you guys have to also come to the table with us and start to fight these, you know, crazy laws because they are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a control factor. And this is what your audience has to realize. You know, obviously the time is short here, and I want to try to close out with let people know that, you know, this gun control is people control. It has nothing to do with firearms. It's about controlling your ability to protect yourself against the government and against bad guys who can crash into your house. You know, it's about controlling you and the way you operate and the way you live, you know, and just like taxes. Taxes are all about control. They don't want you to have too much time or too much money because you have too much money, you have too much time. So they'll take away your money and they'll take away your guns and then they'll tell you exactly what you have to do. And back now, look at what's happening with healthcare. You have to buy my healthcare or
right.
I'm going to tax you more. So, you know, this is a crazy world we're living in, and we have to be very careful not to lose this ability to keep and maintain firearms in our homes.
Well said. Lenny McGill of GlockStore.com. I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us today, and hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks to your audience. And I'm anxious to hear what Alex got to say here in an hour and a half or so.
Yep, it's coming up, so tune in. You know,
thank you, sir.
You bet. Well, there goes Lenny. That's a busy guy. During the breaks, by the way, we could hear him over the phone. He was actually conducting business at his store trying to help customers there while we were on break. Busy guy. But again, he mentioned that they've still got Glocks available, and you can buy them through him nationwide, so check out GlockStore.com. I always like to plug the guests that take the time to come on and offer their important views on all of these issues. But now we have callers who are still on the line, and even though our guest is gone for now, well, we do have another guest coming up, Kelly O'Mara, coming up in, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. I do want to go ahead and go to your calls, and let's talk about these issues. Maybe you have comments on what you just heard. Bill in Virginia is on the line. Welcome to the show, Bill, and how can we help you today?
How you doing, Mike? Pleasure to talk to you. I do want to thank you and also Alex and the rest of the staff for waking me up. Basically, I've been listening for the last 2 years. First time I'm calling, so I'm kind of nervous here.
But, that's all right. I appreciate your thanks. What are your thoughts on everything that's happening?
Well, you know, it really gets me upset that how this government is just abolishing our Constitution. And you guys woke me up, you know, woke me up. And then I also enjoy listening to the Oath Keeper, and that's really awesome. But my question, Mike, is there perhaps a rally coming up at the Capitol before, you know, government
Good question. There's a lot of people asking this question. What can we do right now? In truth, it's still very early in this process. Remember, Feinstein's gun-grabbing, Adolf Hitler-inspired proposal just came out yesterday. And so this is very new. Give this some time, and I am sure there will be marches. There will be protests organized. There will be online events organized. InfoWars right now today is already organizing a petition to try Dianne Feinstein for treason. I think that was authored by InfoWars. Anyway, it's up at InfoWars.com. So there are things starting. I saw a YouTube video just yesterday of an activist who turned around that celebrity video and said, you know, we must end the government violence using firearms. So there's already efforts underway, and I know there will be more. I know that at Natural News we're going to be fighting for liberty and working to raise awareness and rally activists. So don't worry, that's coming. And by the way, we're gonna take some more calls. Not yet, but when we come back, I want to take the call from Clark in Arizona, a former cop. So Clark, if you're on the line, please stay on the line, and we'll come right back to you after this break. And thank you for your call there, the caller who just called. A lot more coming up, including a big discussion about psychiatric drugs from an expert author of the book Psyched Out, who's going to tell us more about what they don't want you to know about the links between psychiatric drugs and violent shootings. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To a former cop in Arizona named Clark, who has been holding on the subject of firearms and the new gun confiscation proposal put out by Dianne Feinstein, who now has a petition circulating to try her for treason for attempting to overthrow the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights. Anyway, let's go to Clark. Go ahead, Clark. Sir, you are on the air. Thank you for calling, and what can we do for you today?
Off of a happy new year for all of us, although I'm a little optimistic on that one.
Yeah.
I'm a former law enforcement officer. I'm also a combat Marine. And over the years, I come from a law enforcement family. My dad was a cop for over 30 years. My grandfather was a beat cop in New York City, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that taking away the guns will not stop crime.
Yeah.
We also know that by taking away the guns, the criminal will have a field day, because they don't care how they get theirs.
That's right.
And you know what I'm looking at is the big picture of all this. How do these idiots, these New World Order morons, figure they're going to collect all. Two-thirds of the country owns guns. What are you going to do, two-thirds of the country in jail?
Well, they would love that.
Budget?
They would love that. Well, the prison is a big growing industry, so they would,
well,
they would love that.
Hell.
Yeah.
You take a look here at Maricopa County, and I don't live here. I'm just down here, you know, for the winter. I live in northern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Maricopa County, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, I believe that's how you pronounce his name.
Yes.
Just announced the other day he's taking a sheriff's posse, which are reserve deputies. They're all sworn deputies. And they're going to put them in all the schools in Maricopa County.
Yeah.
And it's spreading like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona is not about.
Let me ask you, Clark, if the order comes down for local police to go confiscate door-to-door, do you think they will follow that, or will they quit, or will they refuse? What will happen?
Go home. They will quit, go home, and they will take care of their families and protect their own.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing from everybody else.
I've spoken to many of them. I know many of them here in this state. I know a few in another state where I've lived previously and worked. Number one, they don't want to get shot trying to collect a firearm.
Yeah.
An unlawful order from the federal government.
Yep.
Most of them are pro-gun.
That was my next question. What percentage of cops today do you think are actually pro-Second Amendment? Because I think it's very high.
Pretty high, right around 80%.
Yep. I think you nailed it, Clark. Good points and good questions. I appreciate your call, and stay strong, man. We need people like you in America to help protect our Second Amendment rights. Let's go to Brad in Toronto for a possibly Canadian point of view on the whole issue. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Hi, Mike. First-time caller. Just wanted to get your take on it, like the comment that I have. I've been a listener for a long time, many years. I'm just really skeptical when I hear that, you know, there'll be a civil war if they try to collect the guns, because, like, recent history sort of tells us the exact opposite. It's like the government does not obey their own laws. They go ahead and they do, and they have done whatever that they've wanted. I just don't see when, like, they're not going to come and grab all the guns, I don't think. They're going to end up coming back with laws that we have here, you know, the bogus 10-round magazines and banning certain guns for, you know, because they look scary without any good reason. So they're not going to do everything all at once. It'll be incremental.
That's a good point.
And I think people are just going to say, okay, well, that's not going to affect me, so people are going to be tame. But I hope I'm wrong, because if you guys go further than what we've gone here in Canada, like, how long is it going to be before I have to turn in my AR here? So.
Well, you're right about the incremental approach. That is exactly, you nailed it. That's how it's going to happen. They're going to say first, oh, all you need to do is register your guns. Well, let's actually back up. First, it was, we're not coming for your guns. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think we are, right? That's the way it was until a few days ago. Now it's, oh, we are coming for your guns, but you really only have to just register your guns. We won't ever take them, right? And that'll go for a little while, and people will go along with it, probably. Well, some will. And they'll say, oh, well, it's just paperwork, and what does it matter that we're letting the government build a database of where we live and then the serial numbers of our firearms? And then, do you think Feinstein will stop at gun registration? No. It'll be confiscation. They will stage another shooting, and then they will say, oh, well, we already have a list of everybody who owns the firearms. Let's just go take them. So you're right, sir. It will be an incremental confiscation end game result. And those who refuse to give them up, after you've registered, if you refuse to give it up, they'll just throw you in jail or shoot you. They'll just execute people right there on the spot. But a good call. Thank you for your call. And I want to mention to the guys running the board there, we do want to get Kelly on the phone as soon as possible and go ahead and get into the psychiatric drug interviews. But until then, let's continue. All right, great. Let's continue to take some calls. Duff in Kansas is on the air. Go ahead, Duff. What's your question or comment?
Well, I want to make 2 points. I'm a recovering addict. And I got clean in 96. And upon leaving treatment, one of the things that they insisted that I did was to get on Zoloft. And you know, I couldn't get my head wrapped around the fact that I went to a treatment facility to get clean just to trade drugs. And, you know, they told me I'd never hold down a job. I would struggle for the rest of my life. And that's not true. You know, I've had the same job for 14 years.
So you got off an addictive substance and you got on a Zoloft. And have you had experiences with Zoloft?
No. I wouldn't get on anything.
Oh, you refused.
I refused it. It didn't make any sense to me, you know, to go to a drug treatment center to get off of one thing and onto another.
Yeah. Well, that's good for you. I mean, that's the scam today. They do want you to just go to their drugs. See, they want you to buy Big Pharma's drugs rather than street drugs. That's the whole deal.
That's where funding's coming from.
Yeah.
They get funded, you know, because our governor at the time was Kathleen Sebelius. And her philosophy behind the bill was we need to take the money away from the state-funded treatment facilities and build the jails bigger, because
you can never build the jails big enough, can you, in a police state? You just have to keep expanding those jails. You know, Max Kaiser was right. You should all buy stock in prisons. And then when you go to prison, you'll be making money on yourself. Imagine that. What a great money-making opportunity in the land of the formerly free. Well, thank you for your call, sir. That's a good point. And that does segue actually into our next segment, where we have a guest, an expert on psychiatric drugs. Her name is Kelly O'Mara. She is the author of the book called Psyched Out. She's an investigative journalist, and she was actually one of the first to expose the link between school shootings and psychiatric drugs in her 1999 cover story, Guns and Doses. And she writes for Washington Times and Insight Magazine and other publications. She joins us now by phone. Thank you, Kelly, and welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Mike.
It's great to have you on. I hope you are buckled in and ready for an interesting hour of comments and calls.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Well, let's start from the top. Tell us, what do you know through your investigations and research? What is your knowledge of the real link between psychiatric drugs and school shooters?
Well, as you just said, I was actually the first national reporter to put out a cover story on this, Guns and Doses, and it was right after Columbine. And basically what I showed was, I think it was the last 10 out of 13 shooters at that time had been on psychiatric drugs or were coming off of them, and that Eric Harris was on a mind-altering drug, a psychiatric mind-altering drug, at the time of the shooting. So since then, you know, I can't believe it's been, 15 years. We're still dealing with this as far as I'm concerned. And the problem is that nobody wants to address this connection.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? The mainstream media, of course, is largely funded by the drug companies and their psychiatric drugs. So it seems to be unwilling to really cover this story. Have you seen resistance in the media to your covering of it? For example, have you ever pitched stories to mainstream magazines and they said, no way, we won't cover this because of our advertisers?
They never tell you it's because of advertisers, no.
What do they say?
Well, they just turn it down.
randomly deleted.
Yeah, that's the life of a journalist, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I look at it, and I've done enough research. I wrote a book about it. The connection is definitely there. I don't understand, especially with the recent event in Newtown, why the public still is not told whether these people are on psychiatric drugs. I think in today's world, with the millions of people in the United States alone who take psychiatric drugs, I think it's odd, to say the least, that that's not one of the first things that the law enforcement or investigators try to find out.
Well, no, what happens after these shootings is immediately the mainstream media and the White House begin to try to shape the story. And they try to shape it to, for example, to say, oh, it was an AR-15 Bushmaster, even though that was actually left in the guy's car. It wasn't even brought into the school. We just learned that, you know, that's a fact that they won't talk about. And then when neighbors say, oh, yeah, the kid was on psychiatric drugs and he was seeing a psychiatrist, That then starts to get muzzled in the press. They don't want that to come out. So we see the shaping of the story to take away the blame from psychiatric drugs and place the blame on a firearm, a specific brand of gun.
Well, I do believe that they shaped the story, obviously. I mean, we all watched it over the weekend after Newtown, and we saw the talk shows and how it was being shaped. The thing is, that this kid, this, and I hate to even call him a kid, he was a young man. He's 20 years
right.
old. This was not a child, okay, at least not physically, maybe mentally. And we know that he had some psychiatric issues. We know this. I mean, everyone has pretty much said it. To what extent, that's the question. When was he diagnosed? What was he diagnosed with? How many drugs has he been given over his short life?
And who is his psychiatrist?
And who is his psychiatrist? Or was it even a psychiatrist? Was it just a regular MD? Because, you know, in today's world, most of the drugging, most of the diagnosing is going on by your family doctor, not a psychiatrist,
mm-hmm.
which is even more bizarre when you start to think about it. Because if there is a specialty of psychiatry, which I'm sure we can get into a very long conversation about that, you know, these are regular doctors who may spend 5 or 10 minutes talking to you and your child. And, you know, they deduce that, oh, it could be ADD, it could be ADHD, oh, they're depressed. I mean, you know, you go through the checklist from the DSM and, you know, hand them a drug. That's really where we're at in today's world.
Let me read some of the statistics from the graphic that you have provided us today. Go ahead and put that back on screen if you could, guys, just to show. These are some of the side effects that are documented in clinical studies and published in peer-reviewed medical journals. The side effects of these antidepressants and psychotropic drugs, they include violence, aggression, homicidal ideation, which means imagining killing people, psychosis, hostility, and mania. And I know that's a shortened version of the list, Kelly.
Right. Oh, totally a shortened list, but those are the most important things to look at. I mean, when you look at the FDA and they approve these psychiatric drugs, the SSRIs, the antidepressants, you know, suicidality, homicidality, mania, psychosis, you know, these are the things that, you know, people must be saying themselves, oh, it won't happen to me. I'm not one of the 4% of the clinical trials. 4% of the clinical trials, people experienced those adverse reactions. Well, unfortunately, those people are walking around us today. They are among us.
Well, that's almost 1 in 20 people. That's 1 in 25.
Yeah.
That's a large, I mean, yeah, in a population of what, tens of millions of people being put on these drugs, you're going to have, you know, many thousands of homicidal drugged up maniacs.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, what's so sad is that, you know, these are regular people who went to their doctor who, you know, I think legitimately were, you know, possibly depressed and whatever, they've been put on these drugs and I don't know, do they all go home and read about the possible adverse side effects? Because these are very, very serious drugs. They're not drugs to be played with, okay?
Well, but their doctors tell them they're perfectly safe. You need this. This will help you. Like a caller that we just had said that when he went into the addiction treatment center, they practically demanded that he go on Zoloft.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, gee, someone who's already has a chemical addiction problem, I guess they need other chemicals prescribed by Big Pharma. That seems to be the what's going on out there. But let me read you this. This is bizarre, and I want your comments on this, Kelly, and then I do want to take some calls for you as well. Here's some news out of ABC News. In a Western Australia mental hospital, the wrong man was grabbed by police on the street, an innocent man, because he was mistaken for an escaped psychiatric patient. They then grabbed the man, stuffed him back into the psychiatric hospital, and drugged him up with a powerful antipsychotic schizophrenia drug. And the only reason they realized their mistake was because the drug caused a massive allergic reaction and they had to rush him to the emergency room. They realized this is the wrong guy. So now they can just grab you off the street, forcibly drug you, and damage your brain with these chemicals, even though you're completely innocent.
This was in Australia?
Yeah, this was in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right. It's on ABC News. It's called Wrong Man Drugged After Psychiatric Hospital Mistake from December 26th.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I guess if we just match a description now.
Pardon me?
I was just saying if we match a description of a psych ward patient now, we can be arrested and drugged. Your comments.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. Well, you know, the Marine who wrote something on Facebook.
Raub, yeah. Brandon Raub.
Yeah, he had something sort of similar happen to him here. I don't know that we're to that point in this country yet. And maybe it's because so many people voluntarily go to the doctor to get these drugs. I don't know. You know what I mean? What bothers me is that people don't understand the process. And when I wrote my book, that was really the whole point of writing my book was informed consent. I don't think people understand that these diagnoses, these psychiatric diagnoses, are not based in science. They literally are voted into the DSM.
They make it up. They just invent it with a show of hands. They make it up.
Right.
All right, folks, stay with us. We're going to be back with more from Kelly O'Mara, the author of Psyched Out, How Psychiatry Sells Mental Illness and Pushes Pills That Kill. Stay with us. We'll take more calls right ahead or straight ahead here at the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show, and make sure you stay tuned into the next hour when Alex comes back into this studio right here. He will be breaking some big news in about 35 minutes from right now, and you definitely will not want to miss that news. And for this segment and into the next hour, we are continuing our interview with Kelly O'Mara, the author of Psyched Out: How Psychiatry Sells Mental Illness and Pushes Pills That Kill. That book is available on Amazon.com and many other resellers as well. And before we go back to Kelly and take some calls, this news was just handed to me by Aaron Dykes. Paul Craig Roberts has published another excellent story. Paul Craig Roberts is one of my favorite writers, by the way. But this story brings up the very good point that, you know how we played that video in the last hour, that the rifle of Adam Lanza was left in the vehicle and found in the vehicle, and that only four handguns were found actually in the school? As Paul Craig Roberts points out, the school has a security camera and locked doors. They would not have let Adam Lanza into the school if he had been carrying a rifle. The only way they let him in is because he must have been hiding handguns. And then that's how he got in and gained access. Now, even though this rifle apparently now was not used in the shooting, that didn't stop the gun grabbers from screaming about so-called assault weapons, even though a regular semi-auto AR-15 is in no way an assault weapon. You have to have a full auto to be an assault weapon. And the prices on those are like $40,000, and you have to go through an extensive ATF background check, and it can take 6 months to even get that, if you can even find one. So the people who are trying to grab assault rifles, they are confused. They are deranged. They are uninformed. They really do not know anything about the weapons that they are trying to ban. But, of course, there's a psychiatric drug link in with all of these school shootings, it seems, or most of them, maybe not 100%, but very, very high percentage. And Kelly O'Mara is the expert on that, the investigative reporter, and she continues to join us here in this segment and the next. So, Kelly, are you open to taking some calls?
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to just insert something there. This is very interesting, this breaking news that from Paul Craig Roberts. You know, that was one of the first questions I asked the day that it happened was, well, what about the video camera at the school? Every school has video cameras.
Exactly.
In this day and age.
And if he had a rifle, they would have released that video footage already.
But even more so, I remember, I'm pretty sure, anyway, watching the coroner the day give the breakdown as delicately as he could, but I remember him saying these were high-powered shots. So this is very interesting. I'm very interested to see what he has to say about this.
Well, yeah, the coroner maybe that's a kind of a general term to say a high-powered shot. That could be 9mm plus P rounds. That doesn't mean a rifle round necessarily. And we've seen how the media has gotten their hands on the school videos of every other school shooting because they use that as propaganda to show the kids with the rifles and the guns. But, wow, we have no video from this shooting.
Yeah.
Why is that?
The first thing I asked myself when I was watching all this, I thought, wow, where's the video?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're looking at it on PrisonPlanet.tv. Viewers are seeing the footage from the Columbine shooting. And I remember not too long ago watching some of the footage from the May 1st, 2001 shooting. That was patterned after Columbine. They released that video because that used, I think, some kind of a shotgun and some kind of a, I think, an M1A rifle or something. So they released that. But anyway, stay with us, Kelly. Sorry I didn't get much talk in this break, but we'll be right back in just 1 minute or so with more with Kelly O'Mara and more discussion on psychiatric drugs. So stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution's group.
groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.